read, and look at the options, then listen and choose the correct answer. There is one example.
Sandra, what are you doing?
I'm trying to find my hat.
I hope you haven't left it on the train.
No, Mom. I had it on when I got home. I remember being standing by the door when... Oh, here it is. It was in my school bag.
One.
How was your sister's party last Saturday, Mark?
Oh, it was great. She is 15 now. It was a pity you couldn't come.
Who was there?
Well, many friends from school and from our neighborhood. Oh, and some special guests. My cousin, who loves cycling, he got my sister a helmet. And my friend, who writes reports for a magazine for teens, she got her some books. And my Aunt Helen, she made a huge cake. It was delicious. The best part is that I also got her a cake, so there was plenty of it for everybody to have a slice twice.
Two.
Hey, who are these children in the picture? It looks like the activities they are doing are very entertaining.
Yes, they love them. It is great to see that they are learning while having fun. You see this boy here? His name is Richard. He is showing his friends his work. It was really good.
What was it about?
They had to make some drawings and then use them to make an album. He said that showing his work to his friends, one by one, was a lot better because that way they would be concentrated and paying attention. You know, really listening to what he was saying.
Three.
Right, class. I've got a question for you before you leave for lunch. It's going to be something like a ticket for lunch. Remember that we'll be talking about it when you come back. Here's the question. How is language related to mathematics? All right. And don't forget to check the notes we just did about ancient language in Europe. The book we read in class would be of great help for you to get the whole picture of how it's evolved throughout history.
Four.
Hi, Mark. I phoned many times, but I haven't got lucky to get you. Here's the thing. If you fancy playing some tennis, we could try going to the sports center. But if we're doing that, we should be there before 12 because there will be a final match at that time. But, to be honest, I'd rather try some volleyball. You know, we seldom go to the beach and it'd be great to invite Mary and her friends. I don't think golf is a good option this time because we just did that last week. Anyways, phone me back as soon as you can. And remember, I'll give Mary a ring to let her know we are going to the beach. How cool is that?
Five.
Hi, Robert. I heard something happened to you at the park. So, tell me, what happened? Are you okay?
Oh, yes, Mia. I am okay. I don't know what you heard, but it's nothing bad. Actually, I would say it was a great surprise. You may remember my friend Sandra.
Sandra? The girl who loves doing sports?
Yes, that one. I was rollerblading at the park, and when I was passing by the fountain, I ran into her. She was doing some skateboarding, and she almost fell. I got so excited to see her that I approached her very quickly. Fortunately, she has always been good at doing sports, so she could prevent the fall. I just had to apologize for it.
Six.
So, Sally, have you decided what to wear for the party tonight yet?
Well, I love black, but I can't decide. Look, I've got these jeans, this dress, and this fancy night outfit, a skirt with a blouse.
Did the invitation say you had to dress in a particular code?
No, it didn't.
Well, you could wear your black boots with a dress or some leggings or your high heels with a dress.
What do you think about these white shoes? I could wear them with the skirt and the blouse.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Ugh, you know what? It'll be these jeans and I will also wear this jacket.
Okay, good choice. And don't forget to bring your sunglasses. They'll just make a perfect match.
Seven.
Hey, how was your holiday?
Great! The place was lovely. It was our first time visiting a place like it. All the family enjoyed it a lot.
Did you fly there?
Well, there was no need for that.
I thought you went to Brazil.
Well, that was the original plan. But all of a sudden, we decided to drive to the Marvel River. It was a long drive, but there were many small towns and villages to stop by and try things like traditional food, and we even found some fairs and fundraising festivals.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, it was.